It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Criticism. All of us, at one time or another, are victims of it. And all of us, sometimes too often, are guilty of it. But there is nothing basically wrong with criticism in itself. It is only that we humans have a way of misusing it. Most of our criticism isn't constructive or even given in a spirit of helpfulness. Most of our criticism is nothing more than our attempt to belittle another's efforts. And that's where the real problem comes in. We have no higher purpose in our criticism than to make someone else look bad. It's too bad that we don't use criticism more like our Maker intended for us to use it, in a spirit of love and concern for those we criticize. You know, I have an idea that if we used it in that method, there would be a lot less of it and more constructive results from it. Did you ever notice that those who get the most criticism usually give very little of it? And at the same time, these people usually do the most good for society and are appreciated the least for their efforts. Sure, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, that's the way it appears. I guess the reason that those who get criticized the most give very little criticism is that they know the deep hurt which cruel, cutting, unfair criticism brings. There are very few hurts that can compare with it. No one is immune to criticism, and those who more fully try to follow the way of the Galilean sometimes suffer the most. Many have been the number of people who have been pure in heart and sincerely trying to help their fellow man who have been criticized ever so harshly. I may be wrong about the matter, but I am of the opinion that if we are to be critical of someone or their way, we should at least offer a better way. Else, what good have we accomplished by our criticism? Any idiot can do the same, that is, be critical without being constructive. The fisher of men once said something about having a log in our own eye and trying to take a splinter from the eye of another. He said we would do well to first get the log from our own eye before trying to remove the splinter from our neighbor's eye. You know, the tragedy is that we don't follow this very practical advice. No, we can spot the smallest splinter in another while looking straight through our own log. 'Tis a real shame that this is the case, but the case it is. Once a person sets his sights high in this life, he's opened the door for severe criticism. For history records that those who have done the most for mankind have been those who have suffered the most criticism. So if one has ambition about leaving the world a better place to live, he'd better get prepared for the criticism that will follow. And while we know that to be the truth, somehow it just doesn't take away the hurt that criticism brings.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.